Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Jean Salch. She's an international healer and a channel of the divine realm. She's been receiving guided messages from the divine since her early childhood days. As a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink. As a vessel, the divine flows through her and then to you, causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. Jean performs healings and readings by phone or by video, and is also available for local services in Vermont. You can reach her through her website, which I will give you in just a moment, so get your pens and pieces of paper handy. Any topic or health issue can be focused on, and there is no limit for what you can request. The energy you will receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. And you can find Jean on the World Wide Web, at Jean, J-E-A-N, ofdivinehealing.com. That's Jean, ofdivinehealing.com. And so let me welcome Jean. Jean, how are you tonight?
Good evening, David, and thank you. It's always an honor to be a guest on your show. I'm always grateful because, you know, I love you as a good friend, and I have a lot of respect for your shows and your guests. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I have a lot of respect for you and your talents. And I'm always grateful to have you on the show, so thank you as well. Mutual Admiration Society, right?
Exactly. You know, I believe personally myself that we are all valuable. We all have something very important to share and experience with each other. And I believe that we are all teachers, we are all students, and we are all, you know, we are all just as wonderful, you know, and amazing.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And we're all connected. We're all one. And I think, you know, tonight we were going to talk a little bit about how this isolation is affecting us. And I think the fact that we are all one and having to remain somewhat socially isolated from each other is a challenge. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Yes, I do agree with that. In fact, I've had several people over the last few weeks say that they're having a hard time struggling. I mean, they're now in a better place because of us talking, but initially they went into the worry about how am I going to pay my bills, right? I'm not used to being in the house and not being socially interactive, you know? And you know what's interesting is I'm trying to remember the state. I don't know if it was New York or New Hampshire. Please don't quote me on that, okay? But one of the states, because I caught it really quick, just opened up bars.
Oh.
This may have been Pennsylvania. Yes.
Not
and,
New York.
And they, okay, then it's not New York. And they said that immediately they were packed.
Wow.
So that doesn't make sense to me. You know what I mean? But I don't want to, I'm not here to go on a bummer. I'm just saying, I just found that very interesting. You know, if people are out there who are worried about the virus, right, as an example, a big example, then why would they pack into a bar, you know? Why wouldn't they have, like, a limitation? But anyway, what I have been suggesting to people is, you know, to take this time to go within. You know, some people love their jobs and their careers, but some people don't. And the ones who don't, this is a great opportunity to sit, whether you meditate, whether you pray, and figure out what could you do differently as a career, as an income, right, that you'll be happy. I mean, everybody out there, even Wayne Dyer, and I'm not going to say Deepak because I always say his name wrong, but no disrespect, but even all of them, you know, they talk about going within and letting your creativity expand. This is a great opportunity. So, yes, okay. So a lot of us are starting to struggle with, okay, it's been we're going on almost the 3-month mark, and I'm getting a little stir crazy. Well, why can't people do a video conference call, right? Get
sure.
a couple of your people, get a couple of your friends or whoever can, right? Because I know I can have, I think, up until at least 5 off my telephone, like if I call someone. You know what I mean? I think I can get 5 people on at the same time, like a conference thing. So, like, that's a great thing. And you know what? They could synchronize, and then everybody could sit down and have dinner together, right? Or they could synchronize and maybe read a book and take turns, right? If there are people who do a lot of reading, right? If, you know, because there's a lot of book clubs out there, right? And a lot of people are missing going to the library, you know, just for that. And that's another way for social interaction and a fun way to share a book, right? Let's see. Do you have any ideas? I'm trying to think, David. I know I can come up
well,
with some more.
You know, I think the bottom line is that we're very blessed that we live in a modern era where there are all kinds of means that can facilitate communication, even as we have to socially distance or isolate ourselves from each other, which is certainly a challenge not to be able to see people the way we are accustomed to. But, I mean, we do have the telephone, we have Facebook, you know, other social media, we have Skype. Talked about the conference calls, and there's something, I don't know if you're familiar with Zoom, but
right.
Zoom is something that you can do on the internet with lots of people, and you can do 40 minutes for free. You just download the program, and you can do that with lots of people. And I've been in some meeting rooms with Zoom, which is really nice because I do some 12-step meetings, and we've been able to continue that via Zoom. So those are just some of the things that I was thinking of. I'm just so grateful that I have means to reach out to people, and I have found for myself, I've connected with some people from my past that I had never been close to and have started to develop a little bit of a relationship with a couple of people, and I think that's really neat.
Oh, that is really neat. That is really great, David. And I agree with you. We are very blessed to be in a time where we can use our phones in our computers to still stay socially connected. Because if it was 30 years ago, right? The only really, if we had to all be quarantined 30 years ago, and the only time people would see another human being probably is if they went to the store or the drugstore, you know. So it would have been a lot harder. So those who are struggling, try and remember that you at least have the social media.
Yeah, I think it's no matter what challenges we face in life, to me, and I'd be interested in what your opinion is, I think that gratitude is the most important key that we can use to raise our level of vibration.
Absolutely, I agree. I use that a lot. I'm so grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Yes. Especially when with people. You know, I will say, oh, thank you.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, but I mean it. You know what I mean? There's a difference. I mean it with pure intentions. Like some people say thank you because they feel they have to. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference when you say it from the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it they're just empty words if they don't come from the heart. And
oh, exactly.
That's I think everything needs to be embraced as a blessing to really get in touch with that feeling of gratitude. And that's why I think it's so important to count my blessings instead of focusing
absolutely.
On the things that bother me. Because that's just going to take me down, and I don't want to go down.
Exactly. Plus, for every one negative, it takes 1,000 positives to erase. So the more positive that you can speak, and for people who are like in the habit of speaking negative, you know, we're not saying that you're going to just flip the switch overnight. It takes practice. And when you begin to slip, you just say, okay, I slipped. That's okay. One step back, but now I'm going to go 2 or 3 or 4 steps forward. You get what I'm saying, David? Because a lot of people who are struggling right now with the shut-in, some of them are not just living alone, but some are also living with people, not everyone, but some are also living with people where they're not really sure where they're at with the relationship, or they're not really, you know, they're not maybe good communicators, you know, and maybe they're being forced to communicate, right? Which is really a wonderful thing. And at the time, someone might look at it as a negative and say, how can you call something like that a blessing? Well, the blessing is that you were given the opportunity, the downtime, to work through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that piece of it because, you know, I'm in the same situation, although it's kind of a constant in my life, except that I'm home more. I'm home with my husband almost all of the time now, and so it is a slightly different situation, and calls on getting in touch with our respective strengths in relating to each other and maintaining an amiable atmosphere. In spite of the challenges that come along in relationships, you know.
Well,
so,
yeah, and that's why, as we all know, every relationship every once in a while has a challenge, right?
Right.
Whether it's romance, friends, family, or a coworker, right? So, you know, like I say, this is an awesome opportunity, too, to see if it's a subject that can't be discussed because maybe both parties aren't ready to talk on an adult level yet about it, you know what I mean? Because there's a difference between talking and adult talking.
Right. Absolutely.
Adult talking to me means that you respect each other, you really hear You give each other the space to hear each other, and you give each other the respect to hear. And, you know, like when I'm doing my thing out there in the world, I always, when someone's asking my advice about a conversation that they're going to have with someone, I always say, you know, while you're in the conversation, don't say, you do this, you do that. Say, I feel this way when you react like that. I feel like this when you don't do that, when you say you're going to do this. You know, you get what I'm saying.
I do, absolutely, no question about it. And just to let the callers know, as an aside, we probably will be able to get to each of the people that are on the line, and Jean will be talking with you as the show goes on. So I just wanted to reassure you that whether or not I've talked to you, we should be able to get to you. We have 5 callers, Jean, just to let you know.
Okay, so can I just say this, David, and then we can start taking the calls.
And I want to hear what's going on in your life.
All right, well, let's first.
Yes.
I am a vessel to make healing water using the divine. The divine flows through me. The water has the same healing properties as the St. Bridget Well in Ireland, the Sanskrit well, and the water in Lourdes, France. So anybody who wants their water charged, you can go get it now or in the next minute or so. So what's new and exciting with me? Well, I just ran a special that just ended a couple days ago, but it doesn't matter whether it's a special or not because it's a great experience. I'm offering ancestral clearing. And what's really interesting about that is, like, people are like, well, what am I going to experience if I have ancestral karmic clearing, right? It's like, well, first of all, it's going to shift a lot of things in your life for the positive, your siblings, your parents, if they're still alive or deceased, your ancestors who are not in physical body, and future ancestors. And at the end of it, you're going to feel your ancestors coming in really close and thanking you and celebrating. So that's pretty exciting. So I like that. I like all the work that I do. Right now, if you went on my website and you looked under my channel's artwork, when you click on it, it's going to be blurry because I have to re-photograph all my paintings and send them to the person who does my website this weekend. So if you go and check it out, but that's one of the new and exciting things that I'm doing. I'm channel painting. So that means that the paintings that have already been done have been done by the Palladians. There's some that have been done by Moses. There's some that have been done by Mother Mary. There's some that have been done by Krishna. There's some that have been done by White Buffalo. There's some that have been done as a group, Chief Red Cloud, Chief Crazy Horse, Chief Sitting Bull. And, I know there's a few more, but I can't think of it off the – oh, did I say Krishna? Yes, off the top of my head. Right. And the supreme creator of all love and light. Because the everyday God that we're all used to praying to or meditating to is male, female, both male, female. And the supreme creator of all universes, love and light, is all female. So the last 3 paintings that I did, and they were the last 3 paintings, were channeled by the supreme creator of all creations. And I'm starting to channel her now. And tonight, when we're done, I'm going to be channeling the chakra painting, a chakra artwork painting because she's asking me to. So that won't be up on the website for at least a week because it's going to have need time to dry. And it's really interesting, David, let me just say this to you and your listeners. When I am painting, I meditate. First I get asked, Jean, I want you to paint tomorrow. Okay. I meditate. Okay. I turn myself over and channel. They pick the paint, whoever's going to channel through. And then they, I don't move the canvas. I don't touch the canvas. They move my hand to where they want the paint to go. And then I just sit and watch them make the magic. So it's really incredible. And if you, anybody who does go on my website to look at them, at least look at the write-up testimonials about them, okay, because they're pretty cool, especially from this woman, Lisa, because she had stopped at my house before the shut-in, and she got to physically look and hold at all of them. And she was just blown away, and she's like, you know, Jean, I could spend almost a whole day with just one painting. She said, it's never ending. It's always changing. And I said, yes, because that's what they said to me when they asked me to do this originally. They said, as an example, anyone who's drawn to buy one or say, Jean, will you make one specifically for me, right? But if you're drawn to one that's already painted, that is made for you, okay? But anyway, David, can you get me back on the, because I started to channel and then I started to talk.
Well, let me say one thing, because I was looking at your website, so I lost a little bit of what you were saying, but I think it's important for people to know that the paintings are extremely reasonable and that you find them when you click on shop on her website. There's not a separate tab for paintings until you go to shop. And then they come
right
up, and they're beautiful. They're beautiful, Jean. Absolutely phenomenal. And I can't believe how reasonable. Yeah.
Thank you. And some of them are infused with Russian shungite powder, and Russian shungite from Russia is the only shungite that actually omits a beautiful sound frequency when you put one of those ohm meters on it. Some of the paintings are infused with that. But anyway, I just wanted to let people know that, like, as an example, if they bought a painting or they had one made, that painting would grow and expand you as long as you're in this body, because wherever you're at in the moment when you were to purchase it, it would help you with healing. It would help you with creativity. It would help you with turning on your divine sacred pre-programmed codes for your soul's mission. And as you grow, the painting will evolve and change and grow with you. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. And there are a couple of other things that I'm working on, but they're not birthed yet. So I'll announce them the next time I'm on your show.
Great. And I love your passion, Jean. I can tell how much you love the painting and how much that means to you. And that's wonderful. Shall we go to the phone lines?
Yes, please. I'm ready.
Okay. I've talked to three of the people, and two I'll identify by area codes. Bryn is first, and Bryn, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Jean. This is...
Hey, Bryn.
Hi there. This is Bryn from New York City here. And I guess I'd like to see if there's any message that is important for me to hear or anything that needs to be said from your guides or my guides.
Alrighty. I like that kind of question because people sometimes really, that I'm really, thank you for asking that, because sometimes people want to know about, you know, love, romance, I mean, money, career, and maybe you do, but at the same time, sometimes people need to hear what's for their highest good so that they can have what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you, Brent. I'm going to check it. I'm tapping in right now. Hang on, please. Just say yes or no, Brent. Are you thinking about physically relocating, even if it's in the same area but moving?
It's in the back of my mind. I don't think the timing is for now, of course, with the COVID thing.
Right, but your answer
so,
is yes.
So, yeah, no, it's
correct.
Been on my agenda list, you know, list or whatever.
Don't give me any information, please, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so the answer to that is yes. Well, yeah, of course, with the COVID virus thing going on, we understand that. But I'm just saying, okay, thank you. As soon as, you know, everything goes back to what we call normal, move and do it, okay? It's going to be really easy for you to find a place. It's going to be, let me hang on because it's coming really fast. It's going to be really easy, quick, and fast for you to find either your home, your brownstone, your apartment, whatever it is that you're going to be looking for, okay? Because I don't want you to tell me what you're looking for. But whatever it is, okay, it's going to be in the price range that you can afford and feel comfortable, okay? And it's really good because the area is going to enhance you for your soul's path, your soul's mission. And that means that the people that you're going to be meeting in that area, in that neighborhood, or maybe next door or in your building are going to be people that you're going to feel like a soul, deep soul connection with.
Okay,
so for your highest good, get happy.
Get happy?
Get happy and start weeding out the things in your house that you don't want, that you want to get rid of, things that you're not using, start packing. Okay, because it's going to happen, boom, boom, boom. Okay, and if you're in the if you're looking for a romance, romance is right there.
Okay.
And it's not going to be just romance. There's going to be a lot of wonderful connections. So you're for your highest good. Move as soon as you can because it's for your highest good, for your path is going to expand more because now you've outgrown where you are. Okay, but it's also going to bring other wonderful blessings in your life is what they're saying.
All right.
So for your highest good, get happy, know it, and it's all wonderful, and start packing.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Because remember, it's going to be affordable, remember? You're not going to have a money issue with it, okay?
Yeah. All right, Jean, thank you. Thanks for the info.
You're welcome, Brent. Thank you for calling in.
Take care. Thanks, David.
Brent, have a good night, okay?
Yeah, same to you.
Thanks for calling. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to Katie in just a moment. Okay, Katie, you're live.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Hello, Katie.
Hi. I wasn't sure if you were doing like energy clearings today, or if it's just readings, or
what do you? Why don't you tell me what you're looking for? Are you looking to be cleared real quick?
Yeah. I would like that.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll do that, and it'll only take about a minute, and then instead of a question, okay? All right. You're welcome. Okay, Katie, could you just close your eyes for a minute. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through your aura, okay? Do you know what your aura is? Okay. All right. And just making sure, because I spoke to a woman yesterday and she had no idea. So I just wanted to make sure. All right. I'm going to start on the seventh layer and I'm going to come in, okay? And I'll let you know where I'm at. So while you're Katie, please close mm-hmm. your eyes.
Okay.
And breathe in 100% pure divine light. Gently and exhale divine light. 100% pure divine light. Casual breathing with each breath. Here we go. Plugging in and going into the sixth layer of your auric field as you breathe in divine light and exhale. Excellent. Plugging into the fifth layer of your auric field. And my guides are asking me to say, as you are breathing, breathe this divine light with the intentions of love, light, and forgiveness. Here we go. Excellent. Going into the fourth layer of your auric field. Here we go. Excellent. Going into the third layer of your auric field. As you breathe in actively and exhale through love, light, and forgiveness. Excellent. Going into the second layer of your auric field, breathe in divine light through love, light, and forgiveness. Excellent. Going into the first layer of your auric field, breathing in light through love, light, and forgiveness. I'm now going to blow through all chakras now. Wrapping you in the divine quantum healing blanket for whatever it is that you need. And if you don't need healing, it will just fill you then with love, peace, and comfort. And it is temperature controlled to your liking. I'm now going to blow extra divine love into your heart and we'll be done. And there you go, Katie. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Katie, have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you
for calling.
Thanks.
Okay. God bless. All right. Let's move on to Randy, and then we can do the blessing of the water. So people stay tuned because Jean will do that next, if that works for you, Jean.
Absolutely. And Kate and Bren, if you're still on the line, get your water because you're going to love this water. The taste of the water will change, David can tell you. And you'll feel the effects between 0 and 5 minutes. And if you don't need healing, it will open up gifts.
Right. And Brenna is still with us. I'm going to Randy now. And Randy, you're live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I guess I want to ask the same question as the first caller who said a message for my highest good.
All righty. Thank you, Randy. And I'm going to tap into you now, okay? Just say yes or no. Don't give me any information. Are your hips always feeling perfectly well or not?
They feel fine.
All the time?
Yeah.
What about your lower back then?
Well, maybe because I'm home, so I'm sitting a lot.
Just yes or no. Is your lower back?
I mean, I think it's more like my neck. Oh, sorry. I mean,
right. I don't
want
you to give me any information. All right. So my guides are now saying because of your neck thing is coming as a result of what's going on in your sciatica, okay? The sciatica is causing the neck. But if you're not feeling pain in the bottom area, you will within the next 7 days. So I'm asking, what is in Randy's sciatica? Oh, okay. Hang on. What's in there is a spike. May I remove it and I will explain what it is?
Sure.
A spike is, excuse me, I'm losing my voice. A spike is when another human being or ourselves says something negative or thinks something negative, okay? And if somebody thinks something really negative or says something really negative, then it's like, oh, I feel like I just got stabbed in the back. Well, energetically, you just got stabbed in the back. So what's in your sciatica is a spike that is 4 inches wide. I mean, four feet wide. And it's about 56 feet long. It comes from a lifetime in 1463 in England. Can I remove it?
Yes, please.
All right, do me a favor, Randy. Just hold still. Don't move for me, okay? Here we go. This should not hurt, but if you have any discomfort, just breathe in divine light and exhale divine light, okay? I'm going to remove it. Mm-hmm. Start removing it now. And I'm blowing in healing as I'm pulling it out. That's just because it's old. I'm okay. Okay. It's out. Okay, is there anything else that Randy needs to know for her highest good regarding what we just did? No. Will Randy notice a difference with her neck? Yes. Will she notice more of a difference with her neck if she decides to have her water blessed? Yes. Randy, have your water blessed, okay?
Okay. I have my water. I have water next to me.
Okay, because all you need is a glass of water or open bottles of water. So, Randy, work, yes or no, your creativity has been stuck.
Yes.
Okay. When you're sitting or standing or walking in nature or in your yard or in your house, sit down comfortably, close your eyes, and just focus on your heart chakra, which is, if you don't know where it is, it's just above your diaphragm in between the valley of the breath, and state the word. I am asking for creative inspirations, okay? And my guides are saying, Randy, you're going to also get that added to your water when we bless the water.
Oh, wow, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, they're saying because that is for your highest good. You need your creativity opened and start rocking because there's things that you're going to be doing with your voice. That's going to have an impact in the positive for the highest good, okay?
Oh, boy. Okay.
No, that's good. Don't go into the fear. Go into, I'm ready. I'm ready for something new and wonderful that enhances my life, makes my life so much easier, better, joyful, healthy, financially more abundant, all the wonderful things, okay?
Yes, yes.
So the reason why that fear pops up, Randy, is because in several lifetimes you have had these amazing, creative, inspirational, highest good ideas, and you got the, no, don't do that. No one will ever do that type of stuff. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So yeah,
that's
fear.
Right. That's fear from past life. So that just let that
okay.
go. And if you really struggle with it, you can always contact me off my website and we can set up and do a healing with you.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank
really
you so much.
It's really You're welcome. This is really important, Randy, that you really let this out because it's going to make you travel around the world. You're going to
really?
Actually give a talk. Yes,
it's
you'll
my
give
dream
a talk
to travel.
What did we
wow.
say? Everything you want.
Yeah.
Everything you want, Randy. You got to break down that brick wall of the creativity and don't second guess it. Go with it.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thanks for calling,
okay.
Randy. God bless. Okay, Jean's going to bless your water now, so everybody hang in there.
All right, you got your water too, David?
I do.
All right, oh, let me take the cap off of my water because I want to charge. Well, I want my water charged too. All right, it only takes 20 seconds, so just be patient because first we want to cleanse and purify the cells. Here we go, of the water. All right, everyone, you can drink it.
Well, I have to admit that my water was coffee, and it tastes a lot richer now.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, no, it's got a lot more body to it, and my palate enjoyed it more than what I'd been drinking before.
Wow, I'm so glad, David, because one time a few years ago, I was doing water for someone, and they had a glass of water next to their coffee, okay? And both of them got charged. And she said, she took a sip of the water, but she took a sip when she drank a sip of her coffee. She's like, "Oh, this is nasty." I'm like, "Why? What's the matter?" She said, "My coffee got charged too because it tasted really good before."
Well,
so
mine tastes better, so there. Oh, that's too funny. We just had another caller pop in. I don't know if you're going to be able to handle three more or not. Let's go to area code 347 and find out who's there.
All right.
Okay, you're live. What is your first name, please? Area code 347, can you hear me? I'm wondering if
maybe
you might have your phone muted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll come back to you just in case you wanted to talk. If you just want to listen, that's fine too. Okay. Let's go to area code 216. And you're live. What is your first name, please? Are you all right, area code 216? Well, I don't know what to do, Jane.
I don't know. Are you asking for healing?
That's a good idea. I don't know about the sound. I've got that person muted, but if you want to do a healing on them, that would probably be appreciated. Sounds like they're in some kind of distress.
All right, area code 216. If I have permission, then I will begin now, and I will do like what I just did with Kate. And if you decide you don't want this, the energy of the healing will rest outside your aura for when you are ready. Here we go. I'm going to go into the seventh layer of your auric field. I'm going to go into the sixth layer of your auric field as you breathe in divine light and exhale divine light. I'm going to go into the fifth layer of your auric field as you breathe in divine light and exhale divine light. I mean into the sixth layer. Going into the fifth layer of your auric field through love, light, and forgiveness with each breath. Going into the fourth layer of your auric field as you breathe in this divine light and exhale. Going into the third layer of your auric field through love, light, and forgiveness. Going into the second layer of your auric field, letting go with each breath through love, light, and forgiveness. Going into the first layer of your auric field as you breathe in divine light through love, light, and forgiveness. I'm going to go through all seven chakras now as you breathe in divine light and let go through love, light, and forgiveness. I'm now going to specifically do some work on your throat chakra. I'm going to wrap you in a divine quantum sacred healing blanket, perfect for your temperature now. I'm now going to blow some divine love into your heart. And there you go. Thank you, caller 216, for allowing me to do this for you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jean. That was great.
Thank you.
Let's go back and try area code 347, and if we can't get them live, then we have one other caller to go to. Area code 347, are you able to communicate with us now? Okay. Apparently just somebody that's listening, which will work out well time-wise because we just have seven minutes left. So area code 720, what's your first name, please?
Hi, I called before. I just realized I hung up before you did the water blessing, so I called back.
Okay. Well.
All right, you got your water, area code 720.
I do.
All right, here we go. I'm going to charge it. And your water's charged and ready to roll.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
This is Randy.
Oh, this is Randy. Oh,
hi,
okay.
Yeah, I called before.
Right, okay. I recognize your voice now. Now I understand.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
well,
Randy,
thank you for calling back. I'm glad that you did.
Yeah, Randy, because remember in my guide said to you, get your water ready because the water's going to help also with opening your creativity, like helping you with all that fear, remember? Yeah, so thank you for coming back.
That's why I wanted to call back.
All right, so David, I just want to let your listeners know that I do a 30-minute blog talk show every Wednesday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can find me under Messages from the Ascended Masters.
Oh,
so
cool.
If anybody wants to check me out, I'm there every Wednesday for 30 minutes. And I know I'm on again with David in a couple of months. I just don't have that date right now off the top of my head. But I want to thank everybody for listening and participating. And I especially want to thank everybody for loving themselves enough to be here.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, we don't realize it. Just like when you were saying before, David, like sometimes a struggle, we can't see that it's a blessing until down the road. You know, being here and participating in not just this show, but shows that are like this, is self-love.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
It is self-love. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, check me out on Gina Divine Healing on the web. And, you know, I do a lot of my work over the phone or like this or video and also in person, but mostly more over the phone recently.
Yeah, right. I can imagine. Well, Jean, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I appreciate it, as always.
Well, thank you, David. I always love hanging out with you.
Ah, cool. Well,
Anything
else before we close?
Just everybody, find the joy as much as you can, whether it's through music, whether it's thinking of a happy moment, whether it's just breathing in love and exhaling love. The more joyful we are, the more exciting and wondrous our lives become. Thank you, David.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with that said, let's come to a close and just pause and reflect on the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Good night and God bless.
Good night, God bless.